changed a lot. Indeed, our evolution away from chimpanzees is marked primarily by adaptations to our mind and brain. The most important changes in our psychology concern our social functioning, particularly our capacity to work together. By way of example, consider what happens when chimpanzees hunt monkeys. Monkey hunts are one of their few group-level activities because monkeys have much more difficulty escaping when chimps come at them from all sides. But even when chimps hunt as a group, not every chimp gets involved. Some sit idly by and watch the chaos around them. When the hunt is over, a few lucky chimps may have grabbed their prey, but most will be empty-handed. Meat is calorie-dense food, so the chimps who missed out on a monkey typically harass the chimps who caught one into sharing some of it. No surprise there. But what's notable is that chimps who only watch the hunt are just as likely to end up with a monkey snack as chimps who join the hunting party. Their fellow chimps make little or no distinction between slackers and helpers. In sharp contrast, even children as young as 4 are attentive to who helps and who doesn't. When children earn stickers or candies by working as a team, they withhold their goodies from children who didn't help but share with children who did. This might not seem very friendly. It might even seem like behavior you should correct. Sharing is caring, after all. But from an evolutionary standpoint, it's mission critical. Animals who don't distinguish between cooperators and bystanders will never have the capacity to create and maintain effective teams. We tend to think of animals who live in groups as team players, but many animals live in large groups despite having very little engagement with one another. Wildebeest and zebra gather in huge numbers for safety, but they don't really show signs of teamwork. In a large group, someone else is likely to notice the lions, so each individual can afford to be a little less alert. Chimpanzees are much more interdependent than wildebeest or zebra, but even their lives rarely require genuine teamwork. As a consequence, they have limited capacity for cooperation and prefer to work alone. In contrast, once we left the trees, our very existence depended on our ability to work together. As we will see, our psychology was shaped by this need more than any other. When our ancestors were expelled from the safety of the rainforest, they struggled to survive in the unknown and dangerous world of the savanna. Smaller, slower, and weaker than many of the grassland predators, they would have been doomed had they not happened upon a social solution to their problems. This solution was so effective that it put us on an entirely new evolutionary pathway. Our ancestors grew ever more clever precisely because they could leverage their newfound cooperative abilities to develop better ways to protect themselves and make a living. Eventually, Homo sapiens became so smart that we started changing our environment to fit our own plans, most notably with the invention of agriculture. Farming hardened our hearts and ruined our teeth, but it also allowed literature, commerce, and science to blossom. Just because we got smarter doesn't mean we got any wiser. For better or worse, we haven't been able to shake many of our ancient instincts. Most notably, our fear of getting left out of the mating game still guides our psychology in profound ways, making us keenly aware of how we stack up compared to others in our group. This incessant social comparison is more disruptive to human happiness than almost anything else. It makes us nosy, too. The ghosts of our evolutionary past continue to haunt us, but they also help answer some of the most fundamental questions about human nature. For example, how does the sociality we evolved on the savanna explain our ability and proclivity to innovate? What impact does it have on the way we lead and whom we follow? And how does it explain our regrettable tendency toward tribalism and prejudice? Our adaptation to life on the savanna may be ancient history, but it gives us new purchase on these modern problems. Although we suffer from many of our ancestors' bad habits, they also evolved a motivational system that continues to reward us when we get it right. This is happiness. As is apparent in our fear of the dark,